Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about the best landing page building tools. Obviously, there are lots of options for landing pages out there. Tim and I, obviously, we're WordPress people. This is a WordPress podcast. So we're only going to give you our top two. We're going to talk about the two that we recommend that are inside of WordPress and outside of WordPress. So, Tim, where do you want to start? You want me to start today or you?
Yeah, why don't you start?
I'm going to get the easy one, which is WordPress. Obviously, WordPress is an extremely powerful tool. And with our favorite theme, the Divi theme, it's a page builder. And you can pretty much use a lot of page builders. We will tell you about some of the advantages that Divi may have over the other page builders for specifically building landing pages. But Divi is a extremely fast prototyping tool that allows you to create pages quickly. It's a drag and drop page builder. It has all of the power and benefits of WordPress, but it also has lots of awesome features in it, such as calls to actions. And what we really like for landing page is the A-B split testing that is built right into the Divi builder. Now, that's going to be something that some of the other page builders don't have, like Beaver Builder or Elementor. They're great options for building landing pages. Don't get me wrong. I think any page builder would work really well for landing pages. Where I think Divi may have the slight edge is the A-B testing that's built right into it. So you can do literally A-B testing, try different calls to actions, different buttons, different designs and stuff, and see which one converts better and stuff. And when you're working with landing pages, that's really, really important. You're going to want to hone in on what's working, what's not working, and kind of keep tweaking it until you get it to its best. Now, you obviously can do that with UTM tracking. You can do that with Google Analytics and stuff. With Divi, it just makes it super easy because it's built right in there into the platform. And the next thing that Tim's going to talk about has all of those analytics and everything that WordPress has as well, built into that platform as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So David gave you the WordPress page builder route, and now I'm going to talk about the non-WordPress landing page option, and that's ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is the co-founder is Russell Brunson, who we've mentioned before on the show here. David and I are both big fans of his marketing techniques, and he teaches a lot of marketing. And so ClickFunnels is his software company, which is essentially, it's a landing page building tool, or also known as a funnel building tool. And so it's really powerful because it is, everything is geared towards landing pages and funnels. It has a lot of those settings kind of built in. So it does the analytics and the A-B testing and being able to look at your conversion rate and stuff. But it has a lot of other cool features where you can do one-click upsells, downsells, stuff like that, order bumps. And actually, you can do that on WordPress with Divi or other page builders as well, but you have to add an additional tool called Cart Flows. And we talked about that about 20 episodes back, episode 435. So go check that out. We talk about Cart Flows. It's by a friend of mine and David's named Adam Prazer from WP Crafter. But ClickFunnels has all that built in, and it's really great to be able to very quickly create landing pages and funnels. However, what I don't like, and I don't necessarily recommend for this reason, is it doesn't do a traditional website, where with WordPress and Divi or another page builder, you can essentially create the funnels and do that. But you can also have a typical online presence as well with a normal homepage and website, where ClickFunnels is really meant for the campaigns. And so for a lot of marketers out there, I see they'll use ClickFunnels, but then they'll also use, you know, WordPress for their main website. So they'll use ClickFunnels, you know, when they're doing like a big campaign to drive traffic to a page, but then they'll use WordPress, you know, if you just go straight to their homepage. And so that's kind of the downside, is oftentimes you have to end up still using WordPress as well, or another website platform, where WordPress and Divi, and then if you doing e-commerce stuff, partner with Cartflows, and kind of have everything all under one platform with the additional plugins. So that's all I got.
Awesome. Well, that's a lot. Yeah. I mean, these are two options. Obviously, there's lots of other options for lead pages out there. Just do a Google, you know, on landing pages that you can, building tools, and you'll find a lot. We just, you know, we really like WordPress. We're WordPress guys. We love Russell Brunson. We like ClickFunnels too. So we just like the principles that he uses. We know that he's a legit marketer.
Yeah.
So his platform is built for marketing products. And the good news about like ClickFunnels, you know, WordPress, where ClickFunnels may have an advantage over WordPress, is you really need to have some marketing skills if you're going to use WordPress to build your own landing pages. You know, ClickFunnels has their, you know, templatized stuff that's going to kind of walk you through it if you don't know squadoosh. So Tim may have said that. I just reiterated it if he did. If he didn't, there's some more value there. And, you know, I was got a little bit distracted. Somebody sent us a message, and I want to give a shout out and a thank you to WBD Web Designers and Developers. I'm noticing someone said, hey, you guys are famous. Your podcast made a 12 must-hear WordPress podcast for 2019. And in fact, we did. So we want to give a shout out to them, Web Designers and Developers. And I got to say, they have some great podcast episode podcasts that Tim and I like, and we've mentioned before in the past on our podcast for our favorite WordPress podcast. But go check it out. We'll put the link in the show notes and stuff, because they have a nice curated list here that, you know, and they're giving us a shout out. We made the list, Tim. We're famous. Look out.
Yeah, that kind of looks like the same list as over at WPMU Dev came out with. So that might be a syndicated article.
Oh, okay. Well then we're giving a shout out to our good buddies at WPMU Dev. We love WPMU Dev. So yeah. Well, see, Tim's on top of it. I'm not. I got excited because we made another list. So
I mean, it is on their site, but it looks like they might have took that list from WPMU Dev. From our good friend Josh Daly.
Don't tell me we're shouting out something that somebody else might have wamboozled. I hope they did. If they stole content, we'll come back and let you know and tell you not to go check that list out. So,
yeah, go straight to the source, WPMUDev.org.
That's right. All right. So tomorrow we've got another great episode. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.